poll, Trump dominating Harris with white working class voters nationally. By Nick Gilbertson on August 15, 2024. Former President Donald Trump is dominating Vice President Kamala Harris among white working class voters, as they find themselves neck and neck in the presidential race, according to a National Pew Research/SSRS poll. The poll, conducted August 5 to 11 with a massive sample size of more than 7,500 registered voters, finds that 45% of respondents support or lean toward Trump, while 46% back Harris or lean her way. Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. follows in third place with 7%. The 1% gap between Trump and Harris falls within the plus or minus 1.4% margin of error. For reference, in a Pew Research poll conducted in April, before Biden's disastrous debate performance in late June, found he was in a tight race with Trump racially. Trump led by 1 point in that poll, 49% to 48%, though that sample did not include Kennedy. Trends across education demographics in the latest poll also offer a telling glimpse into the race. Trump has the advantage among those who received some college or less, while Harris has the lead among those with a college degree. Among voters who went to college but did not attain a degree, Trump leads 46% to 44%, while he holds an even larger 15-point among those with a high school degree or less education. He registers at 53% with these voters to Harris's 38%. Drilling deeper, Trump is crushing Harris with white working-class voters who received some college or less. He earns 60% of the support from this block of voters, while 33% support Harris. This is significant, considering a New York Times/Siena College poll found Trump leading Harris by 14 points among non-college-educated white voters in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, down from the 25-point lead he had with them over Biden in the polling outfit's May poll. CNN's Harry Anton zoned in on the change from May to August in the Times/Siena College poll Tuesday while appearing on Erin Burnett Out Front. Referring to her 14-point deficit in Rust Belt, Anton said those are the types of numbers that Kamala Harris needs to put up in order to win. Though it is a national poll, Pew Research's results break heavily with the Times/Siena College poll's results of non-college-educated whites in these critical working-class Rust Belt states. The 27-point margin he leads Harris by nationally in the Pew Research poll is on par with Biden's 25-point lead in these Rust Belt states in May's Times/Siena poll. Trump is winning 42% of women voters in the latest poll, placing him slightly behind Harris's 49%. Kennedy Jr. follows with 6% of the women response. Conversely, Trump is winning men over Harris at a rate of 49% to 44%. 6% of men support or lean towards Kennedy. In looking at age demographics, Harris has an apparent advantage with younger voters, though Trump leads among older demographics. With voters aged 18 to 29, Harris leads 57% to 29%. Yet, they are neck and neck in the 30 to 49 demographic, with Harris at 45% and Trump drawing 43%. With voters between 50 to 65, Trump leads Harris 49% to 44%. He also holds a 6-point advantage with voters 65 and older, 51% to 45%. The Pew Research poll sampled 7,569 registered voters from August 5 to 11.